Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chof Aleph in Masech Shabbos. We are up to the 83rd daf in Shas. We're on the top line on Chof Aleph, Amid Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Kol Elu Shamru Ein Madlikim Mem B'Shabbos. Our Mishnah had been discussing those wicks that are acceptable for lighting on Shabbos, as well as those fuels that are acceptable. All those that we said, Ein Madlikim Mem B'Shabbos, that you're not allowed to use them, those are if you want to use it as a candle. We're going to see later on in the Gemara that the fear is if you're going to use those inferior types of lighting materials, then you might come to bend the candle. However, aval osam emidura bein l'schaim kenegda bein l'shtamish la'ora. One is allowed to use all the above materials for a bonfire. If a person wants to heat himself up with it or wants to use its light. Bein al gabe karka, bein al gabe kira. Whether he puts it on the ground or he puts it on a stovetop. V'lo asu el lasas mehen psila l'ner bavad. The only time that Chazal prohibited was to use it for a wick, for a candle, as we described before, that he might find that it's an inferior candle and might come to do a malacha. Our Mishnah had told us also one is not allowed to use v'loi v'shemen kik. One is not allowed to use an oil that was known as kik. The Gemara wants to know, my shemen kik, what is shemen kik? Amar Shmuel answered, Shaltinu l'chol michusi yom. I asked all those who had gone down to the sea. This is an expression that Shmuel also used on Chaf Amabez. This is how he did his research, by asking the sailors who traveled around the world. Amruli, and they said, Of echad yesh b'kroch hayam. There is a bird that lives on some type of island, Vikik Shimo, and its name is Kik. Now, the fat of this bird was used for fuel. Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Yehuda Amar Mishcha Dika'aza. Rav Yitzchak suggested that Shemen Kik is a oil that was made from the seeds of wool. And this might look very familiar if you take a look at Rashi on the last wide line on the top, four lines from the top, to many of us. Take a look at Rashi. Shekorin cotton. Cotton seed oil. According to Yitzchak Breid Rav Yehuda, Shemen Kik is cotton seed oil. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish suggests, Kekikoyon di Yona. It is the wool that comes from a Yona. Which Yonah are we talking about? Not the bird, the Yonah, but rather Yonah Hanavi, the Kikayon that spread over Yonah to protect him from the sun, as we're familiar from the end of Sefer Yonah. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabba Bar Chana L'didi Chazi Li Kikayon Di Yonah. I saw the tree that protected Yonah, Ulitzlo Loliva dami, and it's similar to a tree that is known as Soliva, Umidefaske Rave, and it grows on running water, Valpumchanusa Madlon Yase, and they place it by the opening of trees where people could benefit from the shade when they're by the store. Umaparzidoi of the Meshicha, and from its seeds they make oil. And all those who are sick in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, go under it to rest. Amar Rabba, Psila Shamru Chachamim, the wicks that the Chachamim said, Ein Madlikim Mem B'Shabbos, you can't use them on Shabbos, could be explained, all of these, with the following problem. In Pnei Sha'or, Misachseches Bohen. Rashi gives two explanations of what Misachseches mean. The standard pshat in Rashi is that the fire jumps, it doesn't stay in one place. The Lashon Sachseches, Rashi says, comes from the idea of a knife that is jagged, that when it cuts meat, the meat jumps up and down. In other words, the cut jumps up and down. So too over here, the flame jumps up and down. Or else, the Lashon Sachseches could mean that the oil doesn't enter into the wick, but rather dances around the wick, goes around it, because the wick is not a good wick. the oils that the Chum said you can't light with, Mnei Sheinim Shachim Achar Apsila, they're not drawn, these oils are not drawn after the wick. Boy Mnei Abaye Mei Rabba. Abaye asked Rabba the following question. Shmeinim Shamru Chachamim Ein Madlikim Em Shabbos Ma'u Sheyiten L'Sochan Shemen Kolshu V'Yadlik.
Mark, it is Boy Mnei Abaye Mei Rabba. Abaye asked the following question from Rabba. Shmeinim Shamru Chachamim Ein Madlikim Em Shabbos. The oils that the Chachamim said that you cannot use to light for Shabbos. Ma'u Sheyiten L'Sochan Shemen Kolshu V'Yadlik. What if the majority of the shemen is an inappropriate shemen? Let's say zephes. And then you add a little bit of shemen to help bad oil be dragged to the wick. Will he say it's also because no one will know that a little bit of good shemen was added and people will come to use just the zephes? Or no, this is a way in which to get the zephes to flow appropriately to the wick, and that's an eitz. Amalei ein madlikin. You shouldn't. My taima l'fisha ein madlikin. The reason for it is
because you're not supposed to use it alone. And if you're going to use the shemen, as we said above, you might come to use the with zephes. You might come to use the zephes alone.
Gemara asks that there seems to be a contradiction. Eisve karach dover shemadlikin bo agabi dover shemadlikin bo ein madlikin bo. If you tie a wick, which is acceptable to use for hadlakas neiros, on something that is not, let's say, example, a lechesh or a chosin, so then in such a case you're not supposed to use such a wick. Rav Shimon Gamliel recorded a different position that in his father's house they would wrap a wick on top of a walnut, umadlikin. Katani Mias Madlikin. We see from this brisa that an inappropriate wick under an appropriate wick is acceptable. So to here, if you have an inner bit of oil that's acceptable, and an outer bit that is not, should be like the wick on top of the wick. Amalei, Rabba, who had prohibited, responded, Adamos of Slimid Rav Shimon Gamliel, you asked the Kasher Rav Shimon Gamliel, who quoted from his father's house. But Sinu Min Tanakama, the Tanakama said that it's acceptable. Answers the Gemara, Holoi Kasha, Maisa Rav. The fact that we brought Rav from Shimon Gamliel, supposed to Tanakama said the opposite, is not so difficult, because Rav Shimon Gamliel was quoting a Maisa Rav, which is even stronger. Homokam Kasha, my Lav Vahadlik. We see that over here Rav Shimon Gamliel allowed the wick to be put on something else that was possible. Says the Gemara, loy the hakfas. No, the wick wasn't being put on the walnut that both of them should light, just like in the case that Abaye had asked Rabba that he wanted to use the pitch as well. But rather it was the hakfas. To prop it up, the shorish, kufe, is similar to zokef. It was there to prop up the wick that shouldn't drown in the oil. Asks the Mari, Ila Hakfas, my time at the Tanakama. If that's so, then why did the Tanakama prohibit? Answers the Gemara, you're right, you gotta change the Gzera, the Girsa. The Chisure Mechsera, and there was a mistake, there was something missing in the Brisa, and now it's gonna read smooth. Vachik Tani. Karach Davashemad Likimbo, Gavashemad Likimbo. If you have a type of wick that is put on top of something that is not acceptable to be used, then a madlikin bo, then you're not allowed to use it. But mezvar mamur, when does it supply lahadlik? Only if you're lighting. Ava hakfos, if you're using a thing that's not acceptable, like we had above, the case of the walnut, it's there to prop it up. Mutter sher Rebbe Gamliel, oimer shel beis aba hayu karchim psula agabe egos. Because Rebbe Shimon Gamliel attested that in his father's house, they put a psila on top of the egos, and must have been to prop up, because beforehand we had learned, otherwise, it is aser. What emerged from the above of Gemara is that one is not allowed to add kosher shemen into non-kosher shemen. Asks the Gemara, of course we're talking about kosher, non-kosher, we're talking about for Shabbos. Amy, is that so? Va'amar, it seems to be not so. Va'amar of Bruna, Amarav, Cholav or chelev, mehutach, if one has fat that is liquefied, v'kirve dagim shenimuchu, and the intestines of fish that have liquefied, adam nosan l'tocho shem kol shu madlik. Now, chelev mehutach is not acceptable for candlelighting for Erev Shabbos. That we learned in our Mishnah right before Nachum Amadi. So, they said that even though those are possible, Nosan l'tocho shem kol shu madlik, you could put a little bit of oil inside. Answers the Gemara, Hani mimshichi beinayu, v'hani lo mimshichi beinayu. Chelev mehutach is different. Chelev mehutach drags oil by itself. As we're going to see in a moment, Chazal made a gzera of chelev mehutach atu chelev she'ena mehutach. The chelev that was not liquefied, that was a chelev that was not successful. V'gazru rabbanon al chelev mehutach mishum chelev she'ena mehutach v'akir ve'dag m'shenimuchum. The only reason we don't use chelev mehutach or kirvei dagim hanimuchu is because people get confused and allow the fats even if they're not liquefied. Therefore, if you put a little bit of shemen for the chelev mehutach that really ostensibly should be kosher, if you put a little shemen in, that's enough. Asks the Gemara, v'ligzar nami chelev mehutach v'kirvei dagim shemimucha shnasal so shemen mishum chelev mehutach v'kirvei dagim shemimucha shnasal so shemen. But let's make a gzeira that we should be afraid that you're going to come to use the chelev mehusach without shemen, and then you will come to use chelev shemimuchach entirely. Higufa gzeira, in of itself, the whole isra of chelev mehutach by itself is just a gzeira atu. Chelev shemimuchach v'anan nikim v'nigzer gzeira l'gzeira. You're going to make another gzeira on top of it that you're going to prohibit even with a little bit of shemen and the chelev mehutach, which is ostensibly mutter, atu chelev shemimuchach. That's really two steps. Because if you're going to come to use chelev mehutach with a little bit of kosher oil, that should be only aser atu chelev mehutach without kosher oil, which is going to be aser based on chelev mehutach atu she'en mehutach. That's a gzera l'gzera, and that we don't create. The Gemara continues, Tani Rabbi Bar Chana. Rabbi Bar Chana taught psilos ushmanim, the wicks and the oil, she'amru chacham eim hadlikim ben b'shabbos, that we learned in our Mishnah, chafam beis, that they cannot be used for Shabbos, eim hadlikim ben b'migdash, also cannot be used in the lightings of the Migdash, shenemar lahalos ner tamid. The Tayrek Desha tells us that the ner has to go straight up, and these shmanim and psilos, we pointed out, are not most conducive for the flame. Hutani lavu amala kadesh teshel helaves ola me'ala. That's how we understand the halos, that the flame should naturally be drawn up to the wick. Veloshete ola al yidei davar acher, and should not need something else to draw it up. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Yuma as well as in Sukkah, mivloi minichsei kohanim umehaminehem, the worn out garments of the Kohanim, ha'imafkiyim mehen u'madlikin. They would tear them apart and use them to light up. Now, Rashi explains that earlier we had learned on the bottom of Chaf on the base that they had added tsemer as wool as one of the psulim. And here we say we used in the Mikdash. Answers the Gemara, Simchas Pesach Sheva Shaini. For the lighting of the menorah, then the rules of our Mishnah and Gemara apply. However, for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which was just general lights, and it did not require the halos ner tomid, then even the psulei shemen and psulei psilos are going to be acceptable. The Gemara tries once again to challenge the Chiddush of Rabbi Bar Chama. Tashma detani Rabba Bar Masna. Rabbi Masna had learned Bigdei Kahuna Shebalu, the Bigdei Kahuna that were worn out, mafkin osan, they would tear them up. They use that for the wicks, and here it's quite clear that the wicks means the wicks for the menorah. My lav, the klayim. It must be the parts of the begadim that were made out of klayim. For example, Rashi says, the avnet, the hat, the Torah Kedoshah tells us, was made from klayim. Of course, klayim is a mixture of wool and linen. Semer and Pishtan. We just got through saying on Chafam Beis that Semer is not acceptable for the wick. Six lines from the bottom over there. And yet, over here we see they used the begadim of klayim, which included semer, for the wicks. That goes against the teaching of Rabbi Bar Chana, psilos ushmanim sharmu chachamim, ein madlikim ben Shabbos, ein madlikim ben migdash. That just like can't use them on Shabbos, can't use them in the migdash. They did use them in the migdash. Answer the Gemara, lo, dibbutz. We're talking about the big day kuna that were made only out of flax, out of pishtan. What was that? The michnasayim, the pants. Ba'ena chanami, semer would not be used. Gemara continues three lines from the bottom and segues from the use of candles on Shabbos to use of candles on Chanukah. And of course, this becomes, these next few dapim become the sources for Hilchos Chanukah. Amar Rav Huna, psilo she ushmanim she amru chachamim, eim madlikim ben Shabbos. The wicks and oils that we learned about in our Mishnah cannot be used for Shabbos. As well, eim madlikim behen b'chanukah cannot be used for the Neros Chanukah. Bein b'Shabbos, whether you're lighting Chanukah candles on Shabbos, bein b'chol, as well as during the week. Amar Rava, my time of the Rav Huna. Why does Rav Huna say that it can't be used? You need two assumptions. Kasavar, he holds kavsa zakukla. Number one, if the candles go out, that you are required lechatchila to relight them. In other words, one should do one's best to make sure that the candles will be lit for a while, and therefore we need good wicks. And number two, umutar lishtamish laora. And it's permissible to derive benefit from the Neros Chanukah, and therefore we said that on Shabbos it's going to be usur, lest you forget and you tilt the candle. This is the position of Rav Huna. Rav Chisda Amar, Rav Chisda said, madlikim ben bechol, you can use it during the weekdays for Chanukah, avaloba Shabbos, but you can't use it on Shabbos. What's the rationale for Rav Chisda, who disagreed with Rav Huna? Rav Huna had said that you cannot use it during the week. Rav Chisda said yes. Kosavar, Rav Chisda holds, kavsa ein zakikla. That if it goes out, you don't have to worry about lighting it again. Therefore, we have no problem. As long as you did the lighting, we're not worried about whether it's going to be a good flame or a bad flame. On Shabbos, however, according to Rav Chisda, will be prohibited because umutar lishtamish laora, he holds as well that when it comes to Neros Chanukah, you're allowed to derive benefit. Therefore, the person will forget and he might come to tilt it. If it's always asur to have hana from the candle, then you'll never forget to tilt it because you'll never think of tilting the Chanukiah, the menorah. Continues the Gemara on the first line on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Masnav, Amar Lo, Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav. Psilos ushmanim she'amru chacham ein madlikim ben b'Shabbos. The wicks and the oils that the chacham had taught that you shouldn't use to light on Shabbos, madlikim behen b'Chanukah. You could use them on Chanukah, bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos. So we have a third opinion now, and that's the opinion of Rav Zera, either in the name of Rav or in the name of Rav Masna, and that is that these psilos and shmanim are always acceptable for Neros Chanukah. And now let's plug in what the svara is. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, my time of the Rav, what's the rationale? Kasavar, number one, kovsa ein zakukla, that if the fires go out on Chanukah, you don't have to light them again, and therefore even inferior wicks or oils will still be acceptable. Va'asa l'shtamish la'ora, and it's prohibited to derive benefit from the Chanukah candles, and therefore we're not afraid on Shabbos that he might come to bend the candles if he's never used to deriving benefit from the Chanukah candles. Amru Rabbanan kamedu abayim shmedu Rabbi Yirmiya v'lo kibla. The Rabbanan said over the position of Rabbi Yirmiya to Abaye, and he did not accept it. However, the story repeated again. Kiyasa Ravin Amru Rabbanan Kamei Da Abaye. It was told to in front of Abaye, again, the same halacha mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan v'kibla. And then he accepted it. Abaye then bemoaned the fact that he hadn't accepted it the first time when he had learned it from Rabbi Yirmiya. Amar, he said, if I would have been Zoche, I would have learned and reviewed this teaching of Rabbi Yirmiya earlier. Asks the Gemara, why is he bemoaned? Val Gamra,
He now learned in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Answers the Gemara, Nafkamina, this is a big Musar, Lagirsa the Yankis. This is an expression of the Gemara, the learning of children, that the Gemara tells us that what children learn stays with them longer than what we learn when we're older. Notice above the Gemara, it assumed, Kovsa ain't Zakukla. If it goes out, you don't need to go back and light it again. Ask the Gemara, Minu, I'll ask you a question. Mitzvasa, the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah, is Mishatishka Achama Ashatichla Regal Menashuk, from the time of sunset until there's no longer people in the street. My lav, the Ikovsa, Hoder Madlikla. Must be that the reason why we extend the time from the moment of Shkia all the way till people stop walking, which is much more than a half hour, is because if it goes out, you have to light it again. Lo, answers the Gemara, di lo adlik madlik. We're telling us this year that even if you come home late at night, as long as it's before tichla regel menashuk, you could light then. Vinami lishiura, or else, it's also telling us how much time you should lichatchila put into the capability of the oil. What is the shiur, the amount of oil? How long does the candle need to last that you need that corresponding amount of oil? So the Mishnah tells us lechatchila from the time of shkia ashtichla regel min ashuk. That's the way Rashi understands it. However, if it goes out, so then in such a case we paskin kovsa ein zakukla, even if lechatchila the shiur is ad shtichla regel min ashuk. Gemara now qualifies what is tichla regel min ashuk. Ad shetichla regel min ashuk v'ad kama. What is that period of time? Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, ad dechalya rigla de tarmudoi. Until the wood choppers come home. Rashi says that is a nation of wood choppers. Sounds like they're Gentiles. The Rav Soloveitchik, I have jotted on the side of my Gemara, they must have heard or seen from my Rabbeim, held that from here we see that the mitzvah persume by Ner Chanukah is even by Gentiles as well. And it's unlike Purim, where of course the Pesumei Nisa is that Jews should hear the Megillah. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, Mitzvah Chanukah, we're about to get into the core halachos of lighting the candles and continue to get into the halachos of Chanukah. Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Ish Ubeso. The Mitzvah of Chanukah is literally a candle, a man, and his house. Rashi learns, Ner Ishu Beso, Ner Echad B'chol Laila, there's one candle every night, V'ish V'chol B'nei Veso, Sagi Lu B'ner Echad. In other words, according to Rashi, the words Ner Ishu Beso is read as following, Ner, there is a candle, Ishu Beso, for a man and his house. And that's the core chiyuv, one candle every night. V'amahadrin, and those who Rashi learns, the word mahadrin here is not necessarily the word of hider mitzvah, like we have in the pasuk pre-Eitz Hadar that most understand has some connotation to beauty, but here Rashi understands mahadrin in the Aramaic. Lahader means to go after. Vahamahadrin achara mitzvahs, for those who go after the mitzvahs, so then, ner lekol echad ve'echad, they put a candle every night for all of the Bnei Habayis. V'amahadrin mina mahadrin, and those people who do not only do mahadrin, but do mahadrin mina mahadrin, Beishame omrim yom rishon madlik shmona mikan ve'elech poches v'holech. Beishame says on the first day they do eight and then they go down. U'beisil omrim yom rishon madlik achas mikan ve'elech mosif v'holech. And then they go up. Here there's a machlokas between Tosis and the Rambam. The Rashi really doesn't get directly involved or obviously involved in this machlokas. Tosis in the Ibrahim Aschel, HaMahadrin, Mina Mahadrin learns that the Mahadrin was, as we said, that you light the amount of candles corresponding to the amount of people in your house. And a Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin is an entirely new takana, where instead of corresponding to the amount of people in the house, you correspond to the nights of Chanukah. That's why Tosa says, Nira Lari de Beisham Beisilo lo kaimi, Ella aner ishu beso. Beisham Beisilo are commenting on ner ishu beso. In other words, what we're doing is we're expanding the original takana of one candle and extending it to the nights. The Rambam,
in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chanukah, understands that the Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, is building off of the Mahadrin. And that means that when you have 10 people in the house, so on the first night, you're going to light 10. The next night, according to Beis Hillel, you're going to go up, and you're going to light 20. According to Tosos, Tosos's menorah has maximum 8 candles, because the Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, is just corresponding to the amount of days. The Rambam learns that once we have a Mahadrin, then we take that number of people in the house, and we multiply it based on the day. 10 people in the house, first night 10, second night 20, etc., etc. Back into our Gemara, Amar Ula, Pligi ba trei Amoroim b'ma'arava. There is a machlokis between two Amoroim in the rationales of Hillel and Shammai. Hillel saying we go up, first night 1, second night 2, Shammai, first night 8, second night 7. Chad Amar time to Beis Shammai, one said the rationale of Beis Shammai is keneged yomim hanichnosim. It's to indicate how many days are left to come. The time of the Beis Hillel and the rationale of Beis Hillel keneged yom mayotzin to indicate how many days had gone. The Chanam or another explained the machlokas differently. Time of the Beis Shammai keneged parei hachag. The rationale of Beis Shammai is that it corresponds to the karbonos, as we see in Sukkis, that the number of animals that are brought goes down as the days go on. In Chassidus, this line of Gemara is very important because this seems to indicate some connection between Chanukah and Sukkis. The time of the Beis Hillel, the rationale of Beis Hillel is the Malam Bekodesh Ve'Maridim, we go up and we don't go down when it comes to Kedusha. Rashi points out that the Makar for this is in Menachas. Amar Rava Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochan, Shneiz Kenim Hayu Betzidon, Echon Asa Kibbeis Shammai, Echon Asa Kidirei Beis Hillel. One followed Beis Shammai, the other followed the words of Beis Hillel. Zenosin Talmud Dvarv Keneged Parechag, Zenosin Talmud Dvarv Demalim Bekodesh Ve'Maridin. In other words, Rabbi Chana is showing that the operative reason of those who acted seemed to follow the second explanation of Parechag versus Malim Bekodesh. Where do we put the menorah? Continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Lanicho Al Pesach Beiso Mi Bachutz. The mitzvah for Ner Chanukah is to place it by the entrance of one's house on the outside. If he lives in an attic and he does not have a doorway that goes directly into his house, rather he passes through a lower apartment that's not his specific doorway, manicha b'chalon, then in such a case he leaves the menorah in his window. As Rashi explains, he doesn't have his own special place in the chatzer to leave his menorah in such a case. Menicha b'chalon asmuch l'rishus harabim. He leaves it by the window that adjoins to the rishus harabim. Shasa sakana, in times of danger, menicha al shulchan v'dayo, it's enough for him to leave it on his table. Amar Rav Tzarech ner acheres l'shtamish l'ora. One needs to have another candle for which to derive benefit. According to Rashi, the reason for this is to make a heker to show that the candle here is not a conventional candle for light, but rather is Neros Chanukah. V'ikah medura lo tzarich, but if he also has a large fire, a bonfire, something akin to a fireplace, then in such a case he does not need the Ner Acheres. V'iyadim chashuv afagadik medura tzarich Ner Acheres. If he's an adam chashuv who normally does not use an Ara Madura, then he needs another candle. The Gemara now begins the most important Talmudic statement in regards to the source and history of Chanukah. My Chanukah. Darshadim also discuss the meaning of my Chanukah. What is Chanukah? Rashi explains the question is not really what is Chanukah, but what needs happened for us to commemorate Chanukah. The Tanur Rabban Mechafe B'Kislev Yoma de Chanukah Tamnia Inyan. On the 25th of Kislev, there are 8 days. The Lo Mispedulan, we don't have a spedim. The Lo Sanis behind, we don't fast. When the Greeks went into the Heichal, Timu Kol Hashmanim Shebeichal, they defiled all of the oil. And when the Chashmonaim were successful in overcoming the Greeks, they only found one vial of oil. Sheimunach bechosam shel kohen gadol. They found only one vial that was tahar. V'loy boel lahadik yom echad, was only enough to light for one day. Nasa boynes v'dliku bo mimenu shmona yomim. a nace was done and it lit for 8 days, l'shana acheres, the next year, kavum v'asam yam tovin b'halal v'hoda. They decided to make this day permanent and make it a yam tov for halal and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara concludes our daf with a couple of interesting halachos from Maseches Bava Kamma that relate to Ner Chanukah. Tananas, and we learned over there in Bava Kamma about the halachos of Eish. Gets hayotze mitachas hapatish, a spark that went out from a hammer, an anvil, v'yotze v'hizik, and it goes and damages, chayiv, one is chayiv. Gomel shatah pishon, if there is a camel that is carrying flax, who over b'rishus rabim is walking in the b'rishus rabim, nichnes pishton olotoch hachanus, and his flax leaned into a store because it was spread across horizontally over the camel. Vidolka benero shelchenvini, and it caught fire with the candle from the candle of the storekeeper. Vihidlikes habeira, and then it started a fire in a home. Bala gomel chayiv, the bala gomel is chayiv because his flax went into rishus hayachid and it's prone to catch fire. Hiniya chenvini esner bechutz. What if the candle of the storekeeper was on the outside? Chenvini chayiv. Then in such a case, the chenvini is chayiv. Why do we bring this mishnah in Bava Kamma now? Because of this line. Reb Yehuda omer b'ner Chanukah potter. Reb Yehuda says b'ner Chanukah the chenvini is going to be potter because we said that it's a mitzvah to put the Ner Chanukah on the outside. So therefore, if someone put his Ner Chanukah, then the chiyuv is on the Bala Gomel to be careful, and not the chiyuv on the Bala Bayis to remove it. There is an interesting open question whether the Bala HaGomel is now going to be chayv once the Chenveni is potter. It's quoted in the name of the Sfas Emes that he held that the Bala HaGomel is going to be chayiv, while the Pnei Yoshua understands that everybody is going to be potter. Either way, it's clear that the position of Reb Yehuda is that once it was lit rishus as a mitzvah, then he's going to be potter. It should be noted that the Rambam does not paskin like this opinion. In fact, many understand that the Chachamim disagree with Reb Yehuda, and Rambam says that even by Ner Chanukah, the chenveni is going to be chayiv. That's not so well known. Amar Ravina zos ameres ner Chanukah mitzvah anicha b'soch hasara. From here we learn that ner Chanukah there's a mitzvah to put within 10 tvachim from the ground. Disal k'day lech lamala me'asara. If you're going to say it's more than 10 tvachim from the ground, le'imolei, let him say to the chenveni, ha'ilechala aniach lamala migamal v'rochla. You should have put it higher and thought about the fact that someone's going to catch fire from your Chanukah menorah, and you should have put it higher even than a camel and his flax. Hence we see that he had to put it within 10. Says the Gemara, that's not such a strong raya. Maybe he doesn't have to put within 10, but we're not mechayiv him to put it up so high, because then people will stop doing the mitzvah. This Bezer Hashem concludes the beautiful Gemara Chaf Aleph in Maseches Shabbos, and we now go on to the fascinating Halacha section from the Daf. And not too far from Chanukah, we get a bonus that it's Hilchos Chanukah. Our Daf introduced us to the sugya of Mahadrin when it comes to Ner Chanukah. It's striking that our Gemara immediately talks about Mahadrin, and Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin. I would like to discuss a few Halachos that relate to the concept of Hidr Mitzvah, starting from the sugya of Chanukah and branching out and applying it to a couple of halachos, although not always relevant, would be helpful in understanding the Mahadrin in our sugya and Hidr Mitzvah in general. We pointed out in the Daf Shir that in our sugya there are two basic approaches of how to understand Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin. The Shita of Tosas is that Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin means that unlike Mahadrin, where each one of the Bnei HaBayis has a candle lit for them, Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin means that the menorah in the house corresponds to that night. So on the first night, there will be one candle lit. Second night, two candles lit. On the other hand, the position of the Rambam, and most today follow this custom, although some Sfardim do not,
is that on the first night, you correspond to the first night, second night, but it's multiplied by the amount of people in the house. So therefore, if there are 10 people in the house on the first night, there are 10 candles. On the second night, there is 20 candles. For our purposes, there is a fundamental machlokus between the Rambam and others. There is a machlokus between the Rambam and the Torah, according to the position that we follow, that most of us follow, that we multiply the night with the amount of people in the house of who lights the candles. In a famous piece, the Brisker Rav, in his Sefer on the Rambam, claims that that is a machlokus between the Rambam and the Tur. That from the Rambam it seems that the Balabayas has to light all the candles, while according to the Tur, it seems, as the custom by most, that everybody, all of the Bnei Habayis, light their own menorah. The Brisker Rav suggests that the machlokus between the Rambam and the Tur revolves around a fascinating, deep, conceptual question, which we will see has implications lahalacha. And that is, can a hiddur mitzvah be explicated from a ma'aseh mitzvah? Can it be removed from a ma'aseh mitzvah? Is it possible for one to have fulfilled a ma'aseh mitzvah and then, at a totally different juncture, fulfill hiddur mitzvah? The Rambam, who's of the opinion that the Baal HaBayis has to light all the candles, argues, the Brisker Rav, holds that hiddur mitzvah can only be fulfilled as part of a ma'aseh mitzvah. And since, when it comes to the korach chiyuv of Neros Chanukah, it could be fulfilled by simply lighting one candle, as our Gemara said on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Ner Ishu Beiso. Once the mitzvah is complete, you no longer have the opportunity to do the hiddur mitzvah, once that ma'aseh has been done. Therefore, don't conclude the ma'aseh. Have the Baal HaBayis light all the candles. And that's why on the eighth night, 10 people in the house, the Baal HaBayis would light all 80 candles. However, the Torah, he claims, holds that a ma'aseh mitzvah can be fulfilled, and then one could add at a different moment the hiddur mitzvah. Therefore, even though the Baal HaBayis has taken care of the korach chiyuv, nevertheless, one can fulfill the hiddur mitzvah by lighting afterwards. This approach, Reb Chaim, the Brisker Rav's father, used for other mitzvahs as well. For example, Reb Chaim was once brought two esrogim. One was an esrog that was definitely kosher, but at the same time was not mehudar. On the other hand, there was an esrog that he had that was definitely a beautiful esrog, but it was a safek in its source. It was a safek where it was from, safek murkav, safek it might have been grafted and therefore pasul. Reb Chaim asked his talmidim, what do you think? This is brought down in Rav Zevin's beautiful sefer, Ishim Vishitos, if I'm not mistaken. Reb Chaim asked his Talmidim, what do you think I should take first? The one that is Mehudar Basafe Kasher, or the one that's Vaday Kasher but as Mehudar? Instinctively, the Talmidim say, take the Vaday Kasher. Reb Chaim taught them, no. When it comes to Hiddur Mitzvah, if one has already fulfilled the Ma'aseh Mitzvah, then one cannot fulfill the Hiddur separately. Therefore, it's better to take the one that's a Safek Kosher, and if it's Kosher, have gotten the Hiddur, and afterwards, if it's not Kosher, take the one that is a Safek Kosher. This is consistent with the way his son was Masbir, the Shitas HaRambam, that the Hiddur Mitzvah cannot be explicated from the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. It is striking that even though, when it comes to mitzvahs in general, at least in Brisk and many others, follow the beautiful reasoning of Reb Chaim to be careful that if you have the opportunity to fulfill a hiddur mitzvah, to do it on the first chance and not after the ma'aseh mitzvah is done, because the hiddur might be empty without the ma'aseh mitzvah. Nevertheless, when it comes to Neros Chanukah, it seems that there is a different approach, la halacha, in a few nafkaminas. First of all, the Pri Chadash discusses, what would the halacha be, discusses the Pri Chadash in Siman Tuf Ayin Reish Beis, or Tuf Reish Ayin Beis, if someone lit two candles when it was really the third night? He forgot that it was the third night, and he thought it was the second night. Does he make a separate bracha? The Elyo Rabba, in that same Siman, concludes that you would make a separate bracha. Similarly, Rabbi Akiva Eger, in his Tshuvas, in Siman Yud Gimel, raises a similar but different type of question. Conceptually, it's a very similar question. And that is, Rabbi Akiva Eger asks, according to the Minhag of Ashkenaz, that the Baal HaBayis lights and then the Bnei HaBayis light, how could it possibly be that the Bnei Abayis, the oldest son that gets up to bat after his father to light the Chanukah menorah, how could it be that he makes a bracha? At the end of the day, we don't find that a bracha is made on a Hidur mitzvah. Why, when it comes to Neros Chanukah, does one make a separate bracha? This leads Rabbi Kiva Eger to say a big chidush lahalacha, which is not found in both the Rishonim and the early Achronim. And he says, it must be that the Bnei Abayis have in mind not to be Yotze with the Baal Abayis. However, we see from the Elyo Rabbah that one can make a bracha if one did not realize what the Hidur Mitzvah was supposed to be. In fact, points out the Sfas Emes that in our Gemara, we seem to see the centrality of Hidur Mitzvah. The Gemara immediately, unlike other mitzvahs, where the Gemara gives us the halachas of Hidur, much further on, here the Gemara right off the bat says, Tarabonon, Mitzvah Chanukah Neri Shubesai, Vahamahadrin. Immediately, the Gemara begins discussing the Mitzvah of Mahadrin. This leads the Sfas Emes to point out that it could very well be that Neros Chanukah is different than all other mitzvahs. And when it comes to Neros Chanukah, Chazal actually instituted, as the Sfas Emes argues, a bracha on the Hidur mitzvah. So what will emerge is the following. In general, when it comes to most mitzvahs, it could very well be that there's no such thing as Hidur mitzvah outside of a Maisa mitzvah. We gave one practical example of that. If a person has two esrogim, Rab Chaim of Brisk taught us that one should take the more mehudar one, even if one has a suffix, whether the esrog is kosher or not, because the moment one takes the mediocre one, which is for sure kosher, one will be yotzei the mitzvah, and one will not be able to fulfill Hidur mitzvah. However, when it comes to Neros Chanukah, what it seems, according to the halacha, is that the Hidur mitzvah can stand alone, to the point that one would even make a bracha on the Hidur mitzvah, unless we take the approach of Rabbi Akiva Eger, which does not seem to be the approach of most of the Gedolei HaAchronim. One final point, why is it that when it comes to Neros Chanukah, Hidur mitzvah is so central? Maybe we could argue that it gets at the core of the struggle for the Chashmonaim. We know that Greece was the first culture that really introduced the notions of the art, even philosophy as well. But Greece emphasized the purity of the physical world, divorced from any spiritual sense. In other words, absolute materialism, absolute beauty. That, of course, is why they were so opposed to Bris Milah, because they celebrated the completeness of the body, in contrast to our understanding that the body is incomplete without the neshama. We also believe about the notion of beauty, of Hidur. However, we realize that in order to maximize and not allow beauty to become an entire physical thing, we encourage Hidur to be connected to the Maisa Mitzvah. The Chiddush Arim and both the Beis Halevi point out that the whole Nes of Chanukah only came about because of Hidur Mitzvah. The struggle with the Yevanim was a struggle over Hidur. Really, the Jews could have compromised. They could have used thinner wicks, says the Chiddush Arim. However, they didn't want to. The Jews could have relied, points out the Beis Halevi, on the rule of Shemen Putra Betzibur, that if most oils are tame, one is allowed to use defiled oil. However, at this moment, we have to show that true Hidur for us is Hidur that's connected to Avodas Hashem. In fact, the Bach writes that the whole reason that God allowed the Greeks to come in and to defile the Beis HaMikdash was because we had become lackadaisical, average in our avod in the Beis HaMikdash. We were no longer zrizim. We no longer idealized and beautified the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. Hence, for the Chashmonaim to do the appropriate tikkun, they needed to be moser nefesh, maybe not even according to halacha, and insist that Hidur mitzvah, the Hidur mitzvah, the true beauty, be maintained. Hence, when it comes to Chanukah, the celebration of Chanukah focuses on Hidur mitzvah, to the point, as the Brisk Rav concludes in his piece on the Rambam, that here all the rules of Hidur mitzvah when it comes to Chanukah are not followed, because the Gemara in Bava Kamma tells us on Daf Tes that Hidur mitzvah is only supposed to be one third of the value of the mitzvah added to it. So, for example, if the cheapest esrog costs $30, one's supposed to add approximately $10 to buy a esrog mehudar. More than that isn't a chiyuv of hiddur mitzvah. Yet when it comes to Hanukkah, as we described before, a house of 8 people on the 8th night of Hanukkah gets 80 candles. 80 times the actual chiyuv. Why? Because on Hanukkah we celebrate our love for mitzvahs, the hiddur of mitzvahs, as Rashi described us, mehadrin achar mitzvahs, we run after mitzvahs, we want run to beautify mitzvah, and to the point that the whole nes only came about due to mesiris nefesh for hiddur mitzvah, could very well be that this explains the fact that in halacha, neros Chanukah knocks away all the normal rules of hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah could be explicated from the ma'isa mitzvah, as we have in the Ramah. Hiddur mitzvah says that we spend a lot of money on the hiddur, much more than we normally do. Hiddur mitzvah says that a separate bracha could be made on the hiddur mitzvah, as described in our Gemara immediately after Ner Chanukah mitzvah is Ner Ishu Beiso. Immediately the Gemara discusses Mahadrin. This Be'ezer Hashem is the halacha and machshava of hiddur mitzvah when it comes to Neros Chanukah and all other mitzvahs.